Hi, this is Pastor Buddy, joining you live tonight on WWCR around the world on the transmitting Jewel of the South right out of Nashville, Tennessee. Glad to have you aboard. Got a great program for you tonight. We're going into the aspects of the Middle East. Once again, the trouble is brewing, and the handwriting is on the wall, like Mr. Johnny Cash was singing, Armageddon, no shalom, no peace to the wicked. And in the last days, Jerusalem will be a burdened stone around the neck of the nations. You know why, ladies and gentlemen? Because the Bible forecast and the signs of the last days coming to pass in perilous times. We are as close right now as we have ever been to the fulfillment of Armageddon. And we're going to tell you how it's being orchestrated purposely by the NWO, that's the New World Order. And ladies and gentlemen, they have to pull this off in order to orchestrate this great battle, Armageddon. And ladies and gentlemen, this is not so much as it is a physical war, but it is a mental and a spiritual war. We wrestle or not against flesh and blood, but flesh and blood will be involved in this last one, you can rest assured. And the culprit, the main ingredient for the cause of this crisis that we are now moving into is spelled with three words. Simple. O-I-L. Oil. Economies of the nations depend upon oil. And we have the need of oil. It is the squeaking wheel that gets the grease. And ladies and gentlemen, the United States economy is slowing down. Oil prices have risen dramatically and very sharply as investors seek refuge in commodities. Now, it's a known fact that the OPEC countries have said that the high price of oil is not due to a lack of supplies. Instead, he cited the mismanagement of the U.S. economy. Now, that's a direct insult to Mr. Bush. You know that he hasn't mismanaged, ladies and gentlemen. Let me give you an example here. In 1999, oil, can you believe this? Boy, you talk about the good old days. Oil was $16 a barrel. Well, on the Friday Commodities Exchange, it closed out at $126 a barrel, a difference of $110 in the ratio exchange between 99 and 208. So you can see what they're talking about at OPEC, the weakened economy and the weakened dollar has turned investors. It's not OPEC, ladies and gentlemen, because they assure us that it is not for a shortage of oil. And ladies and gentlemen, there's not been an international crisis to make oil explode like it was in 1973 when we had an embargo by OPEC. Well, ladies and gentlemen, there has to be an answer, and we're going to get into that tonight as we explore the coming of Armageddon, coming to a city near you. The Bible Bible says that all nations will be gathered at Jerusalem. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the center, the focus. We're going to focus on the oil crisis, whether it's manufactured or whether it is real, is a moot point. We have a crisis, and so we're going to have to deal with it. Now, I'd like to give you a last chance to make your reservations with us in Murphy, North Carolina. We'll be gathering next Sunday evening at Murphy, North Carolina, the Mountain Vista Inn, for the beginning of our Passover. We'll have an old-fashioned foot washing that evening and have some introductions, and we'll do the broadcast live right out of the Mount Vista Inn in remote facilities there. We will do our remote broadcast at Mountain Vista Inn on Sunday evening at 8 o'clock. So we hope and trust that you can make reservations. If you would like to make reservations at Mountain Vista Inn, there is still vacancies there, and you can call this number that I'm fixing to give you for reservations. And by the way, you do not have to have a credit card to make your reservation. So if you would just like to call them and give them your name, let them take the information. You don't have to have a credit card. And tell them you're coming to the festival, and that way you won't have to have a credit card. The number that you should call tonight or tomorrow or any time this week, if you plan on coming to attend the Passover festival, and we do believe that there's going to be a need to gather, more so in the last days than ever before. That number, ladies and gentlemen, is 828-837-8800. Now, let me give it again. 828-837-8800. It's Mountain Vista. And plan to be with us for a few days there, if you can, if you can afford it. A lot of people are experiencing the pain, and that's why that we are talking about our message tonight, where this is going to lead to, because we have all that is putting terrific pressure on the economies, not only of the United States, but of the world. But ladies and gentlemen, let me let you in on a little bit of information. Cheap oil, as we have known it in America since 99, $16 a barrel, jumping to $126.90-something per barrel, closing out on the commodity exchange with no shortage of oil. What's going on? Is there a diabolical plot behind the reason for the oil crisis? Well, we believe it's the time of trouble, such as the world has never seen, such as the world will never experience again as long as there's a nation, and it will culminate right in the oil-rich region of the Middle East. Now, Saudi Arabia produces 25% of the world's oil. That is a tremendous amount of oil. Ladies and gentlemen, we burn an amazing, every second, we burn 50,000 gallons right here in America every second. And that's how much oil we consume as a consuming nation just here in America. Saudi Arabia producing 25% of that. Now, the next nation to produce 10%, which is just exactly what we are going to begin to build the OPEC nations and show you how much oil that they do produce. All total, they produce 77% of the world's need for oil. 77. Now do you get the idea of why Armageddon and the Middle East is front and center and full focused on Armageddon? Now, Iran produces 12%. They could produce as much as 15, but they're on a set schedule of 10% of the need for the world's oil. Iraq, the nation that we invaded, and now that we're now occupying, and we do now control the flow of oil out of Iraq, they produce 10% of OPEC's 77%. And so then, with Kuwait coming in at 8% and so on and so forth, OPEC nations produce an amazing 77% of all of the usage of oil in the world. Now, foreign oil companies have now begun to explore for oil because we have peaked. And peak oil is the problem. In other words, we are now consuming more oil than in reserve or being pumped from the earth. That means that we will begin to decline gradually. Now, whether this is purposefully or not, and I have a sneaking feeling, and in this case, I believe it's real, that it's engineered purposely. Now, with oil at $127 a barrel, it's projected that oil will go between $170 to $200 a barrel. Well, ladies and gentlemen, you know what that's going to mean for you at the gas pump. That means that the cheapest fuel that you could use would be around $6 a gallon. Now, Europe and most of the foreign countries are already paying prices comparable to that. Great Britain is five-something, France and Germany and places like that in Europe, they're already paying these high prices for oil. America, President Bush said, has got to change its habits. We've got to get off oil. When he was talking to a conference on renewable fuels, until we change our habits, there's going to be more dependency on oil. Ladies and gentlemen, every time that an invention that would make us less dependent upon these fossil fuels, it seems like that the inventor of these projects, and I know many that have attempted to go against the big oil companies or the international bankers, and they are met with a stone wall. Mr. Bush himself is in the oil business. I am sure that his blind trust for his just married daughter is going to rest quite comfortably wherever they decide to reside, or at least that's what they've got planned. If the prices are high, OPEC's president said this year, he said the high price was not due to a lack of supplies. Now, ladies and gentlemen, what has panicked the market in the last 6 months to rise from $70 a barrel up to $127 and could possibly go, with the future commodity trading experts that I'm quoting from here, says that oil could reach as much as $170 to $210 a barrel within the next year. Now, let's look into something here. While OPEC said that it wasn't the result of oil shortage, has someone purposely created an air of shortage so that the price could be driven so high that the people of America and perhaps Great Britain, perhaps Australia, or perhaps a needed coalition to go in to the Middle East and acquire the revenue and the house of oil, the kings, the oil sheiks that are in Saudi Arabia, Iraq, Iran, Kuwait. Ladies and gentlemen, are we getting ready to take a spoil, as the Bible declares in the book of Ezekiel? I believe so. Now, if that's true, then there's those who buy futures and speculate that the oil prices will go more than 200 by 2015. He said that there is a possibility unless there is a remedy. Now, what did he mean by that? That oil could go to $250 a barrel. Well, we know, ladies and gentlemen, that Canada has enough sand where that they can extract oil that would equal the deposits of Saudi Arabia. It is a known fact by men that's worked on the north slopes of Alaska that there's more oil capped off in reserve than is being pumped out of Alaska. Are these purposely being reserved for future national security? Is this nation now setting the stage for an invasion into Iran? Will that lead to a showdown between the OPEC countries, which will have no choice, ladies and gentlemen, when there is an invasion into Iran? Now, the OPEC countries stood by helplessly when we invaded Iraq. But as the domino begins to fall of OPEC, Iran would be a major player in OPEC. This is one nation that will not roll over and play dead. They have the means to resist. Of course, we believe that the power and the might of the United States Air Force and Navy bombardments could bring Iran to its knees. And yet, the next door neighbor, Russia, which is now supplying Iran with nuclear fuel to fire up its nuclear reactors that are already beginning to come online. Now, of course, they say it's for peaceful purposes. But enter we have the possibility that Israel already threatened to do this, ladies and gentlemen. And you can rest assured that Israeli intelligence are telling us that Iran is less than 2 years away from having the ability on their own to produce a nuclear bomb. Well, that's the dilemma, ladies and gentlemen. I can see this dilemma. Now, whether it's likely that Iran would use the bomb, I've already said that they would use it if they had it. If Israel or the United States or any other foreign power violated the sovereignty. And could you blame a nation for doing that? Do they have a right to defense? And is this inflated oil price that is manufactured through the commodity traders? It is the traders that are making money, and the nation's economy, and ladies and gentlemen, we have already found out that the traders, the international cartel, and the international bankers, they care not for governments or for people. The bottom line that they have is their net profits. And it's likely that a world war has already started. And as limited oil reserves are depleted, aggression will result in an escalation. Do you not know that the remaining oil reserves in these nations that are less friendly regions, and of course we have Mexico and Canada to the north and south of us, and yet they only produce, listen to this now, Mexico only contributes to 5% of the world's need for oil, and we get most of that, what they don't consume. However, Canada is only 5/10 of a percent, so it's minimal. So we're going to have to broaden our aggression if we're going to take the oil by force. We've got no friendly countries that will give us oil. And although OPEC realizes that they are in a strait between the devil and the deep blue sea, a diabolical plot is being hatched up right now in the belly of the beast that would seek to bring about the long projected third world war that we've talked about here on the Shepherd's Call with Pastor Buddy. You might as well get ready. You might as well get ready for a perilous times. Now, I mentioned that the Soviet Union that lays just north of Iran has done said that they would not take kindly to a foreign power so close to its invading into Iran. And so then we know what side they're going to be on. And so you could verily, verily see Russia has enough nuclear subs to destroy over one half of the world, just itself. And people say that it's no longer a superpower. Well, I would call any nation that can destroy half the world with nuclear armaments just from the sea, doesn't include the land armaments. United States has the same capacity. So then, if a nuclear all-out confrontation happens in the Middle East, can you see that the scriptures would account for, as it said, that Jerusalem would be destroyed? You say, well, Pastor Buddy, why would Jerusalem be destroyed? Well, that's what the Bible says it will in the book of Zechariah, that it would be destroyed. It's going to be attacked, and that's according to the Bible, as it's recorded in Zechariah chapter 12, verse 3. On that day, now this is the future, and that wasn't in 70 AD when Jerusalem was burned with Rome. This is the revival of the Third World Empire, which is spoken of, the Fourth Kingdom, and that was in the Third Kingdom. This is in the Fourth one. This is the last day, Armageddon. On that day, I will make Jerusalem a heavy stone for all people, and all who lift at it shall be grievously hurt. Now, with the nations planning and plotting, I see this by spiritual vision. I'm looking behind the dark veil of the New World Order. I'm looking into the minds of the international bankers in order to carry on the total and complete control of the world. They must destroy America. And the last attempt to achieve that goal would to drag America into a third world war, where that it could suffer catastrophic economic, physical and mental and psychological. We've never since the Civil War had a war fought on our shores. And yet, if we went into the Middle East and we suffered economic ruination, if it's planned and purposed, or if we suffered militarily like we are in Iraq. Ladies and gentlemen, we are in Iraq and we are suffering untold consequences, both mental, physical, and spiritual. Now, what if we expanded it? And it looks like to me that the dilemma that we have created in Iraq will demand to broaden the war. And why not? Because 10% of the world's oil lays just across the boundary between the forces that are already in Iraq, well equipped with the ships already in place, the warships, ladies and gentlemen, already in place. Russia knows this is coming. Iran knows that this is coming. OPEC knows that this is coming. Everybody knows it's coming, but the people of America, the dumb sheep that are asleep, murmuring and complaining about their power bills, that they can't be entertained enough and pay their bills and live in ease in Zion. The Bible says, I will gather all nations against Jerusalem to battle, and the city shall be taken. That's in Zechariah 14:2. It is evident, ladies and gentlemen, that we are in the beginning stages, and I gave this timeline to tell you that we are at a critical time for the best chance of Armageddon, and we pray that it doesn't happen. No one wants war. one wants misery and death. Ladies and gentlemen, we just had a storm, a furious storm, pass through in Burma. And according to estimates, there's already known 30,000 dead, and the toll, they say, could go into the millions before this is over. What prompted that? In the last days, the Bible says, perilous times will come, the waves of the sea will roar, there will be earthquake and famine and pestilence. Does the Creator tell us to look up when we see the gathering of a great military force? I don't know whether you've noticed this or not, or whether you've been watching your favorite sports program or your soap operas as you smoke your cigarettes and drink your Coca-Cola and try to enjoy your time in America. There has been a great gathering of war forces in the Middle East. Russia, for the first time in 20 years, put on display in their May Day annual parade. They haven't done this since the fall of communism, but for the first time in over 20 years, since the fall of what we call the Soviet bloc, Russia paraded her military might through the streets of Moscow. Are they trying to send a message? Well, ladies and gentlemen, the battle cry and the signs of Matthew chapter 24 are very evident. We're going to pause for station identification. You're listening to the Shepherd's Call with Pastor Buddy, and we'll be right back after station identification, ladies and gentlemen. And we want you to know that Yahweh is coming, and he's riding a white horse. says, when you see these days approaching, to look up for your redemption draweth nigh. Yes, we'll ride with him. Yes, we will overcome. And yes, we will conquer. You know why? Because we've got the promise. And Yahweh, he's a known time king. He's never late. The sad part about it, he's never early. But he's always early enough, ladies and gentlemen, to get the job done. And you can believe that Yahweh is coming on the clouds with power and great glory. For the time of Armageddon and the eagles, oh my, I wonder why it said that, that the eagles will be gathered. Ladies and gentlemen, the great flotilla of the great eagles that fly through the air and inflict so much deadly consequences. Never. There is not a nation on earth that can send the aircraft carriers with over 300 planes each and maintain a constant barrage of unmerciful death and destruction from the air. These are the eagles coming for a prey, coming to take a spoil. But ladies and gentlemen, just like the Soviet Union 20 years ago, when the Berlin Wall effectively eliminated the Soviet Union as the world's superpower, then the United States, which has begun to speak like the beast, as she demands more and more, and we're coming to take a spoil with no regard for life or consequences. The United States has to lose its superpower status. And when crude oil roared past $110 on the international market, and gasoline prices crossed the $3.50 threshold at the American pumps, and diesel fuel topped $4. And as it was true of the USSR following its dismantling of the Berlin Wall, the United States of America will no doubt continue to stumble with a weakened economy, with a dollar failing, and the eagles that is printed upon them will be plucked by the power of the Almighty God of Jacob. You know why? Simply because we have turned this nation that had the covenant blessings over to the enemy. America's wealth and power has long rested on the abundance of cheap petroleum. The United States, for so long, has been the world's leading producer of oil, supplying its own needs while generating a healthy surplus for export. That is no longer the case. Oil was the basis for the rise of the first multinational corporation in the United States. This was mistake number one, a very devious plan by John D. Rockefeller's Standard Oil Company. Now it's reconstituted as ExxonMobil. It's the world's wealthiest public traded corporation. Ladies and gentlemen, no wonder the commodity stocks have been to buy into the oil companies, which have manufactured this crisis for OPEC is not the source of increased oil prices. This is strictly by the commodity traders and the greed of U.S. corporations with the sanction and backing of the Bush administration. The Bush administration has long favored the corporation wealth machine. And for the last 8 years, ladies and gentlemen, we have seen the corporations reap windfalls upon windfall. But you can only lay the golden goose so long until she's become overlaid. Did you know now that Walmart, the world's largest corporation, is now complaining about the skyrocketing cost of fuel, meaning that its giant distribution centers are now having to add millions of dollars just for the increase of moving the goods from point A to point B. Did you know that in Benton, Arkansas, the home of the world's largest corporation center, Walmart, that a bank this week failed in Benton, Arkansas? This bank was closely associated with the empire of Walmart. It failed, ladies and gentlemen, closed. There's another bank acquiring its assets, but it just goes to show you that the declining multinational corporations are predicted in the Bible that money would fail. And ladies and gentlemen, here we are with very few people realizing the magnitude and the catastrophic results for the final battle of Armageddon. We're going to it. We must. We are appointed. It's done, been prophesied. Did you know that the United States is importing 15 million barrels of oil per day? And at a current price of $115 per barrel, that's $1.5 billion per day, or $548 billion per year, just for the imports of oil. Now, that is a strain upon the economy of the United States, especially with the weakened dollar. It represents the single largest contribution to America's balance of payment deficit and is a leading cause for the dollar's ongoing drop in value. If oil prices rise any higher, perhaps maybe a crisis in the Middle East, and it could be expected, ladies and gentlemen, and I'm predicting it, our annual import bill could quickly approach three-quarters to $1 trillion per year. There is no economy, including America, that will withstand the depleted funds when credit is so scarce on the foreign fields. China has been our largest creditor, and yet they are demanding more for their goods and services. Ladies and gentlemen, they've got us addicted to cheap labor and to cheap prices, which has now become our addiction. as America has steadily failed for the cheap goods and services of foreign workers, foregoing the goods and services offered right here in America because they were too high. We all flocked to Walmart. And now, ladies and gentlemen, we have made the giant that is really gobbling up itself as the snake devours its tail. America is in peril of going the way of Rome. And it's predicted that the fourth kingdom will fall. And then he that cometh on a white horse, be ye also ready, for you know not in what hour the Son of Man comes. Did you know that Citicorp, was acquired by ADIA in 2007, and yet it wrote off quite a large loss, $5 billion. It's America's largest bank holding company, ladies and gentlemen, and they are having management fund problems. America, even at the corporation level, the greed, as I said, the snake has swallowed its tail. And that's the problem, ladies and gentlemen. When a nation turns from the laws of Yahweh and goes to the communist agenda of a new world order, the only hope for this nation to be saved, and the prophets are speaking it, they're calling out to the people of America, humble yourself and pray and seek my face and turn from your wicked ways, and I'll hear from heaven and heal your land. Our land will not be healed. Our breadbasket will not flow. We will not be that charitable nation of the Lamb of Revelation 13. We've turned into the goat as we take our horns and our military might, and for the elite cause of the New World Order and the international bankers who makes profit in war and misery and pain and suffering and complete total enslavement of its people. So therefore, this manufactured crisis for Petro makes people more willing to support the invasion of foreign countries for their oil and for the benefits that it would give this nation. Well, you've got my message here tonight, ladies and gentlemen, and I've enjoyed being with you. I do know that we're in the last days because my spirit tells me so. The devil did not want me to preach this message tonight, and I can assure you in more ways than one. But Yahweh seemed fit that I had the strength tonight to stand up in a gap and to make up the hedge and to tell his people what's coming for our country. I love America. I love our cause, and I love our people. We deserve better than we're getting. Ladies and gentlemen, we need to wake up, and that's the call of the prophets, to wake up the sleeping sheep in Zion. Won't you join us in festival? We'd look for you. We'd love to have you. We're just a small, poor group. Most of us can barely afford to come to the festival, but somehow, some way, a few of us get there. And we will be glad to share our hospitality. And what little knowledge that we do have, we would freely give because we have freely received. Won't you ride with him, ladies and gentlemen? He's coming on a white horse, and he's coming across this land. He's coming in a day when the Bible says that they'll say peace and safety, but then cometh sudden destruction. Do you know why that they're going to holler peace and safety? Because after Armageddon, there's going to be a peaceful, brought about by the New World Order, there's going to be a peaceful coalition of nations joining together. Because psychologically, after a war, we all do that. Well, you can call me tonight, area code 423-626-2172. Or you can write me at Post Office Box 2284. That's in New Tazewell, Tennessee. The zip 37824. You can call my dear friend, Dr. Gary, 1-877-289-7439. Or you can call Brother Paul for STEM Tech at 1-800-253-2748. Ladies and gentlemen, the old clock on the wall has caught up with me, and I've got to get out of here simply because my time is coming on. And I've enjoyed my being with you tonight on the Spoils of Oil. I'll see you. Yahweh bless you.